The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Do you ever feel stuck on a hamster wheel, constantly running but getting nowhere? The secret is actually quite simple. When you fall in love with yourself, everything else falls into place. Personally and professionally. It's time to get unstuck, reclaim your personal power, and recapture your zest for living. Now, here's your host, Deborah Jane Wells.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening. This is Deborah Jane Wells. Thanks for tuning in to our show. Today's theme is discovering and healing past lives. Through my writing, speaking, singing, radio show, and signature coaching programs, I help individuals and organizations learn to harness the transformative power of love to get unstuck and step into their greatness. When you choose to stop living as a victim of circumstance and fear-based limiting beliefs, and instead embrace the transformative power of loving yourself unconditionally, your experience shifts from breakdown to breakthrough. Choosing to fuel yourself with constructive core energy based in love, respect, curiosity, compassion, and gratitude produces a life of generous, effortless, gracious flow filled with faith, hope, prosperity, peace, and joy. Choosing love as your core energy changes everything: your perceptions, opportunities, relationships, and priorities. When love transforms your relationship with yourself, it can't help but transform your personal life, your work, and the world. This week, I'm pleased to welcome my guest, Ina Siegel. Ina is the creator of Visionary Intuitive Healing and the best-selling, award-winning author of The Secret Language of Your Body, Essential Guide to Health and Wellness, and The Secret Language of Color Cards. She is an internationally recognized healer, professional speaker, author, and television host. Ina's clients include doctors, CEOs, healthcare professionals, actors, and sports personalities. Through intuition, she senses illness and blocks in clients' bodies, explains what is occurring, and guides them through self-healing processes. Her practical healing techniques, healing frequency, internet presence, and radio and television appearances are changing the lives of millions of people all around the world. Ina travels worldwide to teach visionary intuitive healing programs. She is available as a keynote speaker or to give presentations at conferences, events, book clubs, and bookshop events. For further insight on Ina, visit inasiegel.com. Welcome, Ina.
Thank you, Deborah. It's really exciting to be with you today.
It is exciting to have you here with me. Ina's own life is an inspiring example of the transformation that's possible when you shift from fueling yourself with fear to fueling yourself with unconditional self-love. So, Ina, how has choosing love rather than fear helped you create a life you love?
For me, it's been a huge journey, and it started with the fact that I was in a lot of pain. I had really bad back pain, digestive problems, psoriasis all over my skin, and anxiety to top it all off. And I was going to see a lot of different health practitioners and doctors, and I was really feeling like I didn't really know what I was here to do, why I was in so much pain, and especially that I was a teenager, all my friends were having a great time. I was constantly at the doctor's office or someone's office, and I basically, and this happened for several years, and I got to a point when I was almost in my early 20s, and I woke up one day and my back was completely twisted, and I really didn't know what to do anymore, because it had, by that stage, it had been about 5 or 6 years of a lot of pain. And I went to see, I was with my partner, and I asked him to take me to the chiropractor's office. And when I actually walked into the office, the chiropractor came out into the foyer and had one look at me, took one look at me and said to me, "Oh, your body's stuck." And I said to him, "I know that part. What are you going to do about this?" And he said, he was really silent, very relaxed. And he said, "Nothing." And I said, "What do you mean, nothing?" And he said, "Your body wants to be stuck. Go home." And on the way home, I wasn't very loving, I have to say. I was very...
It's like, die, now I'm stuck.
And but something in my head started to think about the fact that, you know, that my body must have a language, because he said it's stuck, it wants to be stuck. What does that mean? And because I had come to Australia from Belarus and I couldn't speak English at that time, I realized that I was in the same position. My body had a language, but I didn't understand it. I didn't know how to speak it. And what I made a decision to do was to learn this language. And so I went home and basically I made a really strong decision to heal myself. And this was probably my first real self-love to myself in a way. And I placed my hands on my back. I started to breathe deeply and very consciously, which was hard because I was in pain. And I started to ask questions like, why would I have this pain? And I said, is there anything divine out there that can help me? And I didn't feel anything for a while. So I was actually counting backwards from 30. And then I started to feel this warmth go through my body. And I kept seeing this gold light. So I thought, okay, something's happening. I wonder what my body really looks like. And when I asked that question, at that point, I was very connected to my body. It was almost like a light switch had gone on. And I could see exactly what was happening in my body. I could see all my vertebrae. I could see the inflammation. I could see where everything was twisted. So I said, why? And at that point, I started to become aware of all my negative thought patterns about myself and the fact that I was always told that I couldn't do things that I wanted to do. I wanted to write. I wanted to do acting. And I was told that it was impossible or I'd have to wait till I was 50 to do it. So that was very negative. And I guess in that sense, started to twist my back. And then I started to feel a lot of the feelings that I had felt when I was a child, of being rejected, of especially being in Australia, not being able to speak English, being different. And all of those feelings came up and I would just breathe and feel them and just say, I'm willing to feel this and let it go. And then I became aware of all the different experiences I had when I was growing up with my parents, and they were always fighting and arguing and there was always issues around money. And I guess I never felt supported enough or safe. So I understood that that was also contributing to my back pain and digestive problems. And then I also said, well, is there anything else? And I realized that my grandparents had gone through the war and a lot of trauma. And my grandmother lost most of her family members when she was 13 and survived on her own for 4 years during the war and never talked about it for 50 years. And I realized that we also hold a lot of ancestral memories, and because my grandparents never dealt with their pain, it, and my parents didn't, so it got passed on to me and my brother and other people in my family. And I started saying, anything that's not mine, I'm willing to let go of. And my last realization at that point was also that I was one of those people with a sign on my forehead that said, if you have a problem, come and speak to me. And people did, and as like a sponge, I would just take on people's negative energy and pain, and they would always feel better, but I wouldn't because I didn't know what to do. And this was another huge realization. And after all of those realizations, I was exhausted and I fell asleep. And the next day when I woke up, 70% of the pain was gone. My back was completely straight. That was even more amazing than the pain. And I was so excited, I have to say, because I knew it was real, and I'm naturally quite skeptical. So it was like, oh my God, this works, this is real. And I actually said to my husband, you know, I think I'll be able to wear high heels soon. And he said to me, why don't you just wait until you have no pain at all? And the next 3 weeks, I literally stayed in bed and just explored connected to my body in whatever way that I could without really knowing what I was doing. But I can say that by the end of those 3 weeks, I had no back pain at all. And I had my digestion improved about 90%. My anxiety went right down. My psoriasis had almost disappeared off my skin. And since then, none of it has come back. So it's been pretty extraordinary. And then I was really interested in healing.
Well, and, you know, for the average person, just being able to accomplish that in your own life would have been, you know, remained miraculous. And they might have stopped there. They might have been happy, just basking in that feeling for a while. But in a few minutes, we're going to talk more about where it took you, because you didn't stop with just you. There were two things especially that intrigued me. One was the parallel between the, at that time, inability to speak English in the country you were in, so therefore challenge around communicating deeply with others.
Yeah.
And the challenge we can have about communicating deeply with ourselves and how they lined up in your healing, and the great sense of separation that occurs when we can't communicate with others. We can feel very separate and very alone. And then thinking about the parallel of when we aren't communicating with all aspects of ourselves, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, when any part of what we're experiencing is not okay to acknowledge and embrace and honor and respect, the sense of aloneness and isolation that can result.
Definitely.
So as I said, you had this incredible experience, and part of that was the ability to not smother or deny or bury past pain, but in fact to dredge it all up, yours, your ancestors, and embrace it, and then consciously detach from any negative energetic charge that it was holding over you, to just let it go and release it. And when you experienced your own healing, the next step was, you didn't stop there. You thought, well, if I can do this for me, I wonder what role I could play in supporting others in their healing. So talk with us about that. Talk with us about how it transitioned from just something you could do for you to something you could help others do as well.
It was actually really interesting. There were several things that happened. The first thing that actually happened was that I was doing a writing class, and at the time I had a friend over from this class. I didn't really know much about her, and we were working on a project together, and I actually turned around and I was looking at her, and all of a sudden I saw this really strange cartoon looking image of a liver above her head. And I only knew that it was a liver because it said liver.
Yeah, just in case you were confused.
Yeah, just in case. And I didn't really know what to do because I'd never had that kind of an experience. And I was confused. And so I actually said to her, can I ask you something? And she said, yes. And I said to her, do you have liver problems? And she said, yeah, I've had them my whole life. How do you know? And it was really amazing because then, I didn't know what to answer, but the image changed and I actually saw her grandfather. And so I asked her if her grandfather had the same problem, and she said yes. And I also saw that her grandfather had been in a concentration camp, which she also told me was true. And then I asked her if she had nightmares, which she had. And then I said something that I thought, oh, my God, this could be so wrong. And I said to her, I feel like your problem is in your DNA. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, really, I have no clue what I'm talking about. And then I ended up telling her a lot of stuff about her family. And she ended up, she called her mother. And her mother told her that everything I had said was true because she didn't know. Mm. And I don't know who was more shocked and surprised, her or I. But it was pretty incredible. And then after that, she did find out that her problem was actually in her DNA. A few days later, my mom called me and said, oh, your dad had hurt his leg at work, so can you please do some healing? And I said, well, I didn't know how to do that. Like, what do you mean? How am I going to do it? And she said, I don't know. You healed yourself. Just try it. And so basically I started to focus on my dad's leg, and I kept seeing this image of a boat. And I called her back and I said, did he really hurt his leg at work, or was it on a boat? And she said, well, he hasn't been on a boat, so there's no chance it could be on a boat. And I said, well, can you please call him? Because I want to know if I'm right. And she was very resistant. But anyway, she ended up calling him. And then he called me and he said, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? And he said, are you, what are you telling your mom? And I said, well, I have this new ability that has awakened where I can seem to be able to see things that happen that are invisible. And he said, all right, well, that's fine. Just don't tell your mom again. And apparently he had been on a boat, and that's why he had hurt his leg, but he was lying to his to my mom. So I said to him, I think it's best you don't lie again, because I think I'm going to keep working on this ability. And I did some healing on him as well, and it was, he had improved very quickly. So I thought, all right, well, if I can help my family and myself, that's already amazing. What else can I do? And I just started exploring and learning from different people. And it was great, because even when I was learning, I could tell when something was really working or where it wasn't, because I could see into people's bodies and what it was doing. So it's really...
That's the perfect place, because I know you're going to tell us more about what you discovered with others. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Thanks again for listening to Choose Your Energy, Change Your Life. Please rejoin your host, Deborah Jane Wells, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's time to get off that hamster wheel and start fulfilling your destiny by creating a life you love.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN. You are listening to Choose Your Energy, Change Your Life with Deborah Jane Wells. If you have a question or comment for the program today, please call us toll free at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Or you may send an email to Deborah at djwlifecoach.com. Now, back to Choose Your Energy, Change Your Life.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah again. Welcome back to our show with my guest, Ina Siegel. In the previous segment, we discussed how choosing to fuel ourselves with fear-based core energy limits our lives, and how choosing to fuel ourselves with love creates a life of generous, effortless, gracious flow instead. In this second segment, Ina and I will examine one of her earliest experiences helping a client reveal and heal painful patterns of past lives, along with her first personal experience of doing so for herself. So, Ina, share with our listeners the amazing story you have about a 12-year-old boy that you helped with juvenile arthritis.
Well, it was really amazing, because I had a great experience where I was one of our main TV programs in Australia, and his mother actually never watches TV, but that day she felt really guided to put on that show. And the show was about healing, and she decided that she basically ran out of options because they'd already had surgery. She didn't want him to be on really hard medication, and she really didn't know what to do because at that point her son was 12 and he couldn't walk. He had to have crutches. And so she called me to ask me for some distance healing because she wasn't in the same city with me. And we started with that. And within basically a few weeks, I think his pain had disappeared. I taught him all sorts of pain relief processes. He was fantastic because he would practice everything, sometimes better than adults. And he didn't have to have crutches within maybe 3 or 4 weeks anymore. But the only problem we had was that the inflammation still wouldn't go down. And no matter what I did or what processes we did, it just wouldn't work. And so I asked his mom to bring him to one of my visionary intuitive healing workshops. So she did. And in that particular one, we were focusing on different processes, but past life process was part of it. And at one point, he actually started screaming. And it was really interesting because he was so, so quiet and would never make any noise. So when the process finished, I asked him to talk about it. And he cried when he explained that he saw a past life with his mother. And his mother was actually his sister in that life. And they were on the beach and playing and swimming. And there was a shark. And basically, the shark beat his leg off, the same leg where he had juvenile arthritis. And when he was actually in this past life, he felt some of the pain. So for me, it was fantastic because I knew exactly what to do with him to release it. And I think within a few days, his pain completely, not pain, I mean, his inflammation completely went. And it's been probably 8 or 9 years. I actually saw them recently and this hasn't come back. And he actually wanted to be a professional golfer, which he is now. Mm. So that was an incredible experience. And it was also incredible because his mother had actually seen an aspect of this. And she told me that she couldn't look after him in that life. That's what she saw. And he ended up dying. And so she made a vow to come back with him and an agreement. So that was pretty incredible to know that our agreements and our intention can pass through lifetimes. So that was one of my really huge past life experiences with someone.
And that's one of many stories we hear over time about people traveling in what are sometimes referred to as soul families with what are sometimes called sacred contracts, where we'll go from lifetime to lifetime. And, you know, she was his sister in the other life and she's his mother in this life. And who knows where she'll be next and he'll be next. And they may even switch gender. And but that essentially they agree, they make a commitment to take a journey together to help each of them grow and learn and experience what they've set their intention to experience. And I know that you mentioned earlier for our listeners that you tend to be a bit skeptical. And so even though you were experiencing this with this other person, I know that you told me that you still hadn't experienced it yet for yourself in your own life. So you were still somewhat skeptical that you could do it, you know, for yourself. And then life offered you yet another opportunity.
As it does.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the benefit of it for him, but I didn't really see how it would affect me in my own life. And then, and I write quite a bit about this in my new book, The Secret of Life Wellness, that I had an experience of meeting a soulmate and a twin soul, actually. And it was quite interesting because I didn't even believe in that at the time. The only reason that I ended up believing in it was because there were so many incredible things that were happening with him. And I didn't know what was happening with myself, the energy I felt, the love that I felt, the connection, and the pain as well, because there was two aspects of it. I had no idea where the pain was coming from either. And and the intensity of love, and for him as well. And at one point, I remember, this was actually when I was teaching in Europe, I was sitting next to him in a restaurant, and I kept getting twin soul. And I said to him, I think you're like my twin soul. And he said, what does that mean? And I said, I have no idea what it means, but it keeps coming into my head that this is what it is. And we started to then explore a lot of different experiences that we had. And in this life, I've had some pretty challenging ones as well. I had a child that died when I was really, really young, and I got pregnant, and that was a very, very difficult experience for me. And I didn't really understand why it happened, where it came from. And at one point, my twin soul Piotr and I, we started exploring a particular past life that kept coming up for both of us from, I guess, different aspects, but the same life. So we were seeing the same thing. And what we saw was that we had been together in that other life. And I was actually pregnant, and this is where we both saw the life. And I was about to, maybe 7 or 8 months pregnant, about to have this child. And we both saw this person, a woman passing by, which is actually was his partner in this life when I met him. And as she was passing by, I felt this, like she had kind of cursed me in a sense. And I remember in that life telling that to him, and he said, no, that's ridiculous, that doesn't happen. But I had a really bad feeling about her, and she was doing a lot of, I don't know, magical type of thing and psychic stuff at that time. And so in a way, over the next, we had this child that was a boy, and over the next 6 years, we both saw that she would do, I don't know, kind of, I know it sounds weird, but kind of like spells to get him and me to break up, which we did. And he ended up being with her. And I had my son. And at one point in this life, my son was meant to go and stay with who was my husband at that time. And I had really, really bad feelings about it. And I felt like she'd want to poison him. And my feeling, my intuition was right. Basically in that life, my son went there, and this woman was so against him that she ended up poisoning him. He died, and I kind of went a little crazy as well. And we had a lot of pain in that life. And so I realized that somehow it had been brought in a different way into the life that I have now. And it's interesting because with Piotr, my twin soul's partner, we had such bad feelings. And seeing that past life actually made the feelings worse. And what I decided to do then was to find out, okay, so here I'm seeing this past life, but maybe there are other lives where I did things to him, and so or to her. And so I ended up looking at two other past lives with his partner at that time. And what I saw was that in another life, I was sisters with his partner, and I ended up getting the man that she wanted, but I didn't know this. And in the life before that, I was she was wanting a relationship with my son, and it was impossible. And she actually ended up having a child that died as well. And so when I saw all the pieces together, I was able to really let go and forgive and heal both several lives and this life, and come to a lot of peace. And so it was pretty outstanding, incredible experience for me.
Wow. It's like, wow. So there's a link in the book, by the way, to download an audio, the link in Ina's newest book, The Secret of Life Wellness, to download an audio of Ina guiding you through a past life healing process, which I think, listeners, you will really enjoy and find meaningful. So Ina, now you had not only experienced this, you had not only experienced your own healing in the current life, you had not only experienced your ability to help others find healing, and found the link of past lives and experienced it in helping others, and now ultimately experienced it in a very deep way in your own life. In the, we have about 5 minutes or so before we'll take our next break. Help our listeners draw some conclusions about what it all means to you. What is this past life thing about? And what is the essence of the healing that takes place?
Well, what I really believe in is that we hold energy that hasn't been acknowledged in our cells, in our body, in our, you know, in our energy field. And until this energy and these experiences maybe that we've had or feelings are acknowledged, it's very difficult to heal deeply and to move forward. And so what happens with past life, I mean, we call it past life, but for people who have done a lot of study in this, it's almost like another life, because, you know, past and future, it's almost like everything is all there. And I feel like in terms of those insights, what they do is that that energy that has been held and that we've been unconscious maybe of, all of a sudden it's like it's acknowledged, it has a voice, and it has this capacity now to transform and for you to get the insights that you need to get in order to heal. And so, for instance, with Sebastian, the boy that I was talking about, I had explored everything in this life for him because I didn't really want to go into past lives because I thought, well, you know, not sure how this works, because he was one of my earlier clients at the time. And when I realized that when he had seen and acknowledged that painful experience, he was able to let it go. And so for me, it was the same thing. I could forgive once I could understand all the pieces of the puzzle. So I feel like when we are really exploring other lives, they give us those links that we may not have known before. And that gives us an understanding of so many things from it. We can understand our relationships with other people and what happens. We can understand why we have repetitive patterns. We can understand why does my soul need to do what it needs to do right now. So I feel that exploring past lives is extremely powerful and transformational, as long as you have also explored this life. I don't want people just, and I write about this as well in the book, I don't want people just to go, oh, I don't really want to deal with this life, so let me just delve into other things. The idea is really to connect and to find links.
Yeah, the idea is to find wholeness, and the definition of wholeness has now broadened beyond our human-based, you know, time and space chopped up experience, to understand that it goes beyond our constructs of time and space, that they are in many ways illusions. And also the other thing that resonates for me when you talk about it, that goes back to something that I share with listeners a lot and I share in my own book, is I talk about fueling, you know, the energy matters, and the energy that you're fueling with yourself and your life with, every thought, every feeling, every decision, all of it all matters. And it matters whether you're fueling yourself with love or you're fueling yourself with fear. And then I go on to expand on the concept of love, because it is so misunderstood and used in so many ways, to say, and when I talk about love, I mean respect, curiosity, compassion, and gratitude. And compassion comes up because when you talk about, you know, I described compassion as acknowledging and valuing all of my feelings, embracing all of them. And so really what you're saying is, yes, that's what, when we don't do that, we get fragmentation and we get repetition of patterns that aren't constructive, aren't optimal, don't serve the highest good for ourselves and for everyone around us. And so this work isn't, you know, this work is really about seeking wholeness and understanding that there may be stuff that's very old. Whether it's things that we've experienced in this lifetime with our families and things they're carrying and they've sort of transferred to us either through stories or not, just through the DNA, or whether there are things that we are carrying from past lives that we didn't resolve then and that still really need to be resolved, so that, like your clients, like the boy with arthritis, like you, like others, that we can find the wholeness we seek in life that will get us unstuck and allow us to step into our greatness and move forward. And we're going to stop right there, take another break, and we'll be back with more in another 2 minutes.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Inspired by today's show? Visit Deborah at djwlifecoach.com and click on the current offers tab to access her proven life coaching programs and tools. Everything from her signature workbooks and videos to entertaining and inspiring blogs and newsletters. You'll even have the opportunity to sign up for a 60-minute complimentary coaching session. If someone offered you a precious gift for an hour of your time, would you be interested? That's what Deborah offers in a comp session. It isn't a brief demo or sample. It's a full 45-minute coaching session focused on your current real-life challenges, plus 15 minutes to discuss any questions you may have about her approach. Those who've experienced Deborah's comp sessions will tell you that when you show up fully committed to your own growth and open to the possibilities for transformation, big breakthroughs happen. What have you got to lose other than your fears and limiting beliefs? Visit the current offers tab on djwlifecoach.com. Choose your energy and change your life.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to Choose Your Energy, Change Your Life with Deborah Jane Wells. If you have a question or comment for the program today, please call us toll-free at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Or you may send an email to Deborah@djwlifecoach.com. Now, back to Choose Your Energy, Change Your Life.
Hi, Deborah here. Welcome back to our show with my guest, Ina Siegel. In the first two segments, Ina and I examined the transformative power of choosing love as your core fuel to open up a world of endless opportunities and foster a life of flow. And we explored two examples of how Ina has helped herself and others reveal and heal past lives. In the final segment of today's show, we're going to take a high-level look at Ina's 11-step process, through which you can heal, discover, and learn from your past lives as well. So, Ina, take it away.
So, it's very important that people have at least 30 to 40 minutes, if not longer, to explore past lives, because we really want to explore them in depth. And the first thing that we need to do is to relax, because the more relaxed we are, the more we can just allow ourselves to go back in time and to go back to where we need to go without the mind constantly coming up and doubting things. So when you are relaxing, it's really important to breathe deeply, to let go of any tension, of any worries, of any chatter that is happening, and just allow your body to feel very soft and kind of like you're just letting go of any ideas. And that's another really important thing, is that we don't have preconceived ideas of what the past life is going to be, because the minute that we have preconceived ideas, we can't actually allow ourselves to go to where we really need to go. So this is very important. And after this relaxation, the idea is to set an intention. And what this means in terms of my understanding is that you intend that your divine wisdom is going to support you on this journey, and that it's going to take you exactly where you need to go, and that it's going to give you the awareness of the past life that is somehow related to whatever you're trying to deal with or whatever's challenging for you at the moment. So that intention is very, very important. And then I encourage people to connect with a spiritual guide or someone that they feel really safe with, because sometimes we might go into a different life and see or feel or re-experience things that are challenging for us. So we want to have somebody that we feel really safe with. And sometimes that guide could be a spiritual aspect of ourselves, so like a higher self, or it could be an angel that we connect to, or it could even be somebody that maybe has passed over, like a grandparent that we feel very comfortable with. So for different people, the guide is going to represent someone else. But what's the most important thing is that you actually feel connected with them and you feel safe and supported. And then I encourage people to take the hand of that guide and literally imagine going back in time and observing the last 5 or 10 years of your life drifting by and becoming conscious of any patterns and any significant experiences, anything that might have happened in that 5 or 10 years, and then keep going back and back and really exploring, you know, what else has happened around that time and how has that influenced your life, because there might be a very big connection in terms of that past life. And I also encourage people to feel and not think too much so that they can experience more of that letting go and freedom and, you know, and just letting go of any doubt, because it doesn't matter at that time what's going to happen. You just want to allow yourself to let go of that, of the mind and of the limitations of the mind. And so I ask people to imagine that they're floating back in time until they get to a point where they feel themselves as a soul. And I try to give them a little bit of time to experience themselves as a soul and the lightness of being a soul. And then they move towards this beautiful green or purple light and they notice a doorway, and I encourage them to come to move through that doorway into a room and become aware of what does this room look like. And I really love the idea of working with mirrors. And so I ask them to see different mirrors or to imagine them in the room. And each mirror is going to represent a life that you have lived. And I ask them to intuitively find the mirror that draws them where they can connect to that life and then literally walk through that mirror. And once they have, then I ask a lot of questions like, are you male or a female in that life? How old are you? Where are you? What year is it? What's happening around you? What are you feeling? So these are really important answers to give us information about which life it is, what year is it, where are we, what's going on at that time. And I also ask people to allow their guides to keep taking them to the most powerful moments of that life, which is really, really important, and seeing those moments and also becoming aware of who were they with in those moments, because maybe some of those same people are still in this life with them and are playing maybe even sometimes similar roles. And as I was mentioning with my own story, that gives you an opportunity to understand things better, experience wholeness and forgive. And then I also ask people to ask themselves, what kind of lessons was I trying to learn in this life? And did I learn them, or did I take them into another life? And this was, again, that connection with taking soul agreements and making soul agreements and vows to continue the exploration if you were not able to satisfactorily conclude something or complete it in a particular life. And then I actually ask people to take time to visualize and ask themselves to start to transform some of these memories into, well, what could have they done in that life at that time that could have been better? Because what I found in terms of working with cellular memory is that if you make slight adjustments in terms of your point of view, how you experienced something, how you viewed something, then everything can change because your body doesn't know the difference between what has been experienced, what has been imagined. And also it doesn't really, you know, in a particular experience, you have one point of view and then maybe later on you can have a completely different understanding of what had happened. And so I ask people to slightly adjust those points of view and see what else could have had they had done to make the situation better. And then I ask them to work with a clearing statement, which is all about acknowledgement of energy, asking for divine help and letting go and clearing whatever doesn't need to be there. And then we are starting to conclude by asking for any messages and anything else that we need to understand in this life. I'm always trying to bring people back to this life. What is it that you need to understand right now in terms of what that past life was teaching you? Are there any messages? Is there anything that can help you right now? And then the last part of it is really coming back to the present and becoming grounded. It's very important that whenever we do those kinds of processes, when we're moving back into another life or another reality, that we come back and we ground ourselves and we take time to write down our experiences and we take time to really explore them, because you are likely to get many different insights as you are going along in the next week, sometimes months, sometimes even years, as you are evolving and, you know, little pieces of the puzzle start coming back and you keep getting more and more loving with yourself, more and more whole with yourself and other people. And it gives you that opportunity to let go of anything that you don't need and forgive and love life. That's the real thing, I guess, is that we need to love our life.
Yeah, and love all of it. A number of things came up for me as you talked through the process, and I imagined myself applying the process in my own life. One was I loved the idea of, you know, what haven't I understood and embraced and healed that if I could better understand it, embrace it and heal it, and then detach from any negative charge, that it could transform my life. And that an important part of that was potentially a different perspective. And that I think back, for example, I think back in my own life to some of the most painful lesson producing in this lifetime experiences that when I was in them, of course, it was, you know, taking me, I was not getting the lesson. It's how I ended up, you know, at the end of my amazing 30-year consulting career, the first 30-year consulting career, ended up 80 pounds, you know, morbidly obese, clinically depressed for 10 years, and just utterly burned out, was that part of the perspective I now have that I didn't have then is that the stuff that was happening that I thought was being done to me, you know, victim, had almost nothing to do with me. That the things that were happening that I chose to experience, take personally and experience that way, you know, one of Don Miguel Ruiz's four agreements is take nothing personally. And, you know, I expand on that and say, because all of us come to this life with so many filters that, you know, forget the filters from the past lifetimes and the experiences we're carrying, even just the stuff from this lifetime is enough that the odds are good. I couldn't be the sole cause of anything that's going on in somebody's life. So what are the odds, even when they think it's all about me, that it really is? And that once I could see what happened, once I could look back after I had healed considerably, I could see it so much differently when I saw what they were doing and what was happening through the eyes of love and detachment from, you know, from believing it was all about me and they were doing it to me. And I could forgive it, and I could forgive myself for the fact that I did the best. I did the best I could. There was nothing to forgive. I did the best I could at the time with the love and light I gave myself access to. They did the best they could at that time. And now I had more love and light. I could do better. The other thing is my first experience with past life regression happened, you know, didn't follow any of the rules, but then I tend to be that woman. And so I had these CDs from Doreen Virtue, who does a lot of work with past lives, and I hadn't listened to them yet because they involved these elaborate visualization processes, and there were all kinds of rules. You were supposed to be in a room, you weren't supposed to be doing something else, you weren't supposed to be moving around, and I happened to start listening to them while I was at the gym working out on the elliptical cross trainer, which is not the standard way people tell you to do this. And lo and behold, I thought, well, I'll just listen to them out of curiosity. And I didn't do any of the things that they would say would be dangerous, like, you know, closing your eyes and, you know, and really sort of relaxing and all the stuff. I just listened and opened up. And sure enough, I got a window on a past life. I never tried even to do anything like that. And I had this story, I'll call it, that I got. And I remember afterwards thinking, well, isn't that interesting? I didn't follow any of the rules. That's been so true of so many places in my life. And I got this insight and I shared it with a few people and they said, well, Deborah, you're a writer and you're an actress and you're highly creative and you're an artist. I mean, how do you know you didn't just make it up? And I said, well, it didn't feel like I was making up. I didn't have to work to get the story. The story was just there. I said, but also here's my theory on that. Whether I made up a story that helped me better understand aspects, whether my creativity and wisdom helped me see how I could view my life in a way that would help me find things that I wasn't dealing with constructively now, and I was releasing them through the development of this story, or I actually lived a past life where that was the life I lived, does it really matter? The bottom line is, I got this great insight through this, like we often do through a novel we'll read or through a movie we'll see or something else. We can often see a part of our own lives and our own experience where we're stuck, and we can see it through somebody else's story in a way that we aren't able right now to see it in our own. So I share that with listeners because to me, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a story I came up with or imagined, because the imagination is a great healer as well. So we have 2 minutes left, Ina. It's hard to imagine. This hour always goes so fast. And I want to just give you an opportunity to share what you feel you'd like to share in these final 2 minutes.
I think what I'd really want to share with people is that there are so many amazing aspects of yourself that you can explore and experience in life that it's really important to understand that you are too interesting to be depressed, to treat yourself badly, to resist things. And what, you know, what is amazing is to start to really explore your body, explore your life. And, you know, with my new book, I wrote, the name is The Secret of Life Wellness. To me, it was about that our life, it's not just our body wellness, but our life wellness. And our life wellness includes everything, includes our past lives, our emotions, our physical body, our soul purpose, our how we are, our communication, as we mentioned, how we are with different people, what we do, what we believe, what we allow into our lives, how we allow to manifest great things into our lives, how we interact with our own divinity. And I feel that if we really understand that, then this, it becomes this incredible life of self-discovery, of discovering other people, of, you know, challenging experiences that we turn around into amazing experiences that empower us, that show us the blessings of life, that make us grow. And I really hope that people who are listening continue to explore it, that they also, if they're interested, they look up my book, The Secret of Life Wellness, and because it has 21 different chapters, 21 different subjects of exploring everything that you can imagine, from your shadow side to your lightest, most divine aspects and your soul families. And I just want people to start to take responsibility, but in a joyful way, not in a heavy way, and in a way that inspires them and encourages them to live their best life ever.
Well, and Ina, I want to encourage them to buy the book and think of it not as a book you read once, but as a handbook, because the subtitle is The Essential Guide to Life's Big Questions, and it is just that. I want to thank you for joining me on my show today. You were wonderful. I want to say a quick happy birthday to your daughter, Angelina, who turns 10 today as we record this. And yes. I also want to thank my incredible Voice America production team. When you explore my Voice America host page, you'll find more information about upcoming episodes and the nature of life coaching, with opportunities to listen to recordings of past episodes, purchase my book, subscribe to my social media feeds, and sign up for special offers to guide you on your journey to wholeness. This is Deborah Jane Wells signing off for now. Remember, when you fall in love with yourself, everything else falls into place, personally and professionally. You are loved and loving, blessed in a blessing, and so it is. Namaste.
Thanks again for listening to Choose Your Energy, Change Your Life. Please rejoin your host, Deborah Jane Wells, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's time to get off that hamster wheel and start fulfilling your destiny by creating a life you love.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.